And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host today, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out sick. Joining me for this half hour, we have Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
It's been a minute since we last talked.
Yeah. Happy tax day.
Oh, it is that day, isn't it?
It is.
It's also my brother's birthday today, so I prefer to think about it in those terms.
Oh, that's fun.
Absolutely. So, again, you're with the Santa Rosa County Library System. I know that, first of all, let's just start out. You have some different locations. Let's talk about the locations.
Yes, we have about six locations.
Mm-hmm.
We have, Jay, we have Pace, we have Navarre, we have Milton, we have Gulfries, and we have the Family History and Research Center.
Okay. And obviously the big thing for this year is 20th anniversary, 20 years of stories. Tell me about that.
Yes, we are celebrating our anniversary. 20 years we have been in Santa Rosa County as the library, and we are celebrating all of our stories.
And so with the stories, is that sort of like a play on words of the books in the library system, as well as the stories of the people that come through the library?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I understand that there's a punch card associated with that.
Yes, we are inviting patrons to come and grab a punch card and keep it throughout the year and have it punched every time you visit. And you can also get bonus punches by going to different locations.
Mm. So it encourages you to explore the system as a whole and different experiences at different libraries, maybe.
Yes, that's what we are encouraging patrons to do, to branch
awesome.
Out. You know?
And looks like there's also like a Family History and Research Center at some of the branches.
No, we have one location for the Family History and Research
Center.
Oh,
I see.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then you have some events that are coming up that are supporting the 20 years of stories as well.
Correct. We have them listed on our website. And in October 3rd is our day. When we opened, mm-hmm. that's our anniversary or birth date. We're going to have a good fun time that day. So be on the lookout for that. But you can also go to our website and you can find the events that we have listed for the 20 years. They're special events. There's so many. But go to santarosa.fl.gov/libraries and you will find the events.
Mm-hmm. And it also says click on the 20 years of stories section.
That is correct. Yes, that's very important. Make sure you click on the 20 years of stories section and it will take you to the specific library page.
Okay. And are the events, is there a cost to attend any of the events?
Everything at the library is absolutely free.
Well, there you go. So
yes.
If you're a family and you're looking for a way to get the kids out of the house for a little bit, especially during the summer months, but even now, get them out of the house and get them an experience inside a library, reading some books. That's always something that we did as children, and so keep doing it, right?
Right.
So, April is National Volunteer Month. Let's talk about that.
Yes, Volunteer Month. It's a time to recognize the people who help make a difference through service and support, and we are celebrating that, and you can visit Volunteer Santa Rosa County website to find volunteer opportunities.
Okay, so just for the sake of argument, what roles are volunteers filling currently at the library? It doesn't have to be comprehensive, just like a role or two that people might be filling in.
Well, we have a lot of high school students who are earning their Bright Futures scholarship.
Oh,
so they have to do community service hours. So mm-hmm. we get a lot of high schoolers, and they'll usually come in and they'll shelve books. We'll teach them how to shelve books.
Yeah.
And it's a great help. And then we have some volunteers who come in and help with story time and just help with general things.
Yeah. I was part of Pensacola Habitat, as some of our listeners know. And that was something that being a volunteer there, we had a young person from high school, and it was a way to get their Bright Futures hours. And so plugging into the library is another way to do that. And it's awesome that you do that. Because, again, I know there's a reporting aspect of that. You have to keep track of that student's hours and be able to report that back so they can turn it in with their Bright Futures application. So that's absolutely wonderful that you guys do that. All right. So National Library Week is also coming up.
Yes, that is April 19th through the 25th. We are going to celebrate with the theme, Find Your Joy. And we'll have things happening throughout the library. We're going to remind everyone that the libraries are welcoming places where people can learn, explore, and connect and find their joy.
Yeah, absolutely. And looks like they can do that through different books and programs at the library as well.
Correct. We, as a library, we help people find joy through books, programs, technology, like you said, research, and just a community connection.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of tech, looks like there's another series coming up called Tech It Easy. Tell me about that.
Yes. This is a series that we are having. It starts in, we have one happening in April. So they will be at, we will have different, oh, goodness. We will have different dates. Mm-hmm. Each library will have a, oh, goodness.
Well, it looks like one of them is coming up April 14th. Another one on April 17th. That's at the J Library.
Correct. There are different days for different libraries, mm-hmm. and it's just an opportunity for people to strengthen their technology skills, and it's in a welcoming environment. So we're going to be patient and calm and show people and guide people how to do those tech things that might be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. April 27th, another one at Navarre Library, April 29th at Milton, May 7th at Pace, and again, the website if they want to get more details on those.
Yes, it's santarosacounty.fl.gov/libraries.
All right, and we'll be back with Pep Talk after this.
Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Barkley Van Camp and Robbins.
MVR.
Weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, PJ, today filling in for Meg on Pep Talk. Joining me for this half hour is Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System. And May is just around the corner, and that's always Military Appreciation Month. Tell me about that.
Well, it's a time that we recognize and honor military members, veterans, and their families, and libraries are proud to serve and support all members of our community. We'll have stars at each library, and patrons are encouraged to write an encouraging note or even honor their service member on a star and then post it for everybody's display.
That's awesome. It's a good way to recognize service members and the sacrifice of Gold Star families throughout the month of May.
Yes.
So let's talk about the summer reading program. That's something that I know my kids, as they were growing up, my wife always made sure she got them enrolled in the summer reading program and collected little stars and stuff like that that they could turn in at the end of the season and, you know, collect on the books that they've read and stuff like that. They'd have little knickknacks they could take home with them. So tell me about your summer reading series.
Well, we are gearing up.
Okay.
We're gearing up for summer. We have to start a few months ahead of time to get everything settled. The theme this year is Unearth a Story, which is dinosaurs.
Mm.
And dinosaurs are fun. The program dates are going to be June 1st through July 18th, and the registration is going to begin May 22nd. We will do reading logs, and so patrons are encouraged to, like, track their reading all summer long, and then at the end, you turn in your log and you get a prize.
That's awesome. And that begins when?
June 1st.
Okay.
But we'll have registration May 22nd.
Okay. And then do they have to register in person, or can they do that through the website?
They can register in person, and we'll have a fun scavenger hunt at each library.
All right.
You'll have to find the fossils.
All right. That's really cool that they can do a little bit of exploration, too, like that while they're there. I know you have some ongoing programs and services throughout the course of the year. Let's talk about those.
Yes. We have spring story time. We have game days. We have STEAM events. We have book clubs and a lot more. And there's also volunteer opportunities, as I discussed earlier.
Okay. Friends of the Library. Tell me about the Friends of the Library group.
Well, library lovers everywhere are invited to and encouraged to join their local Friends of the Library group. This is a dedicated volunteer advocate for libraries. They raise much-needed funds, sponsor programs and special events, and host popular used book sales.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't joined your friends group, contact your local library, and you can find out how.
Do you know, like, when the book sales tend to happen? What time of year?
Usually, there's some in the spring, there's some in the fall,
mm-hmm.
And you can find them, the dates, on our calendar, because we will post them and let everybody know ahead of time.
Yeah, and so if somebody's looking for used books, it's a good way for them to kind of build up their collection, or maybe buy a gift, support the library, and celebrate a birthday of somebody, right?
Yes, yes.
All right. And then people can always stay connected with their local library. Tell me how they do that.
Well, you can subscribe to our library events calendar at santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
All right. And we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
I'm Terry Village Shashati, former commanding officer of Naval Air Station Pensacola, and I wanted to personally invite you all to join us on May 8th for the second annual Pensacola Navy Days Golf Tournament presented by Astro Lincoln. It's going to be held on board Naval Air Station Pensacola at the historic A.C. Reed Golf Course. There's going to be some great giveaways, contests throughout the course, and we're going to finish up the day with an awesome award ceremony. So to find out more, go on PensacolaNavyDays.org and click on the events page. Come on out and support Pensacola Navy Days and our incredible military community.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg. Rebecca Bass from the Santa Rosa County Library System, our guest for this half hour. We did have some questions pop up on the text line for you, so let me just go back to that screen here in just a second. Okay, so first question for you, Rebecca. Is there a cost for a library card?
No, it is free.
All right. Is there any identification parents need to either provide for themselves or on behalf of their children if it's for the children?
Well, you need to bring your ID, mm-hmm. Showing that you are a Santa Rosa County resident, and you can get a card.
Okay. And is the same for the kids? Or do they bring like a social security card, birth certificate?
We do not require any identification from the children.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Sounds good. I can't remember what I provided as a kid. Was that many years ago? So. Okay. Another question for you. And if you do have a question for Rebecca, 437-1620, 437-1620, does the library have programs for children, teens, and adults? And I know that you kind of already touched on this a little bit, but let's go through that again.
Yes, we do offer a variety of programs, including story time, book clubs, technology classes and technology clubs, and we have a craft program, and we have educational events.
Okay. And I know my wife and one of her good friends from work, they're both teachers, and the art teacher likes to take my wife along with her and do a lot of crafting type events at libraries. So that's really cool that you offer that. All right, so taking a look at your calendar of events on the Santa Rosa County Library website, I mean, today it looks like you have story time for the kids in Milton.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay. And what else is coming up here, maybe just through the end of the week? Oh, okay. You don't have the calendar on you. I'm sorry about that. All right, but it looks like there are different things at the library system, like toddler time at Jay in Navarre, also Steam Day in Milton and Navarre. That's going to be happening tomorrow. Craft and Chat, that's happening on Friday. So a lot of great events coming up at the library system in Santa Rosa County. One more question just popped up for you here on the text line. Does the library have free Wi-Fi?
Yes, free Wi-Fi is typically available. It's inside mm-hmm. the library, and sometimes you can access it outside of the library, like on the sidewalks.
Okay. Is there like a passcode that they have to come in and get, or is it just you can kind of tap into it because it's a general?
There is a passcode that
okay.
you have to come and get.
Mm-hmm.
And we have it around the library as well, so people who don't feel comfortable coming up to the library and saying, hey, what's the password for the Wi-Fi?
Sure. Well, that's good. So but there's help if they need it as well.
Of course, of course.
Wonderful.
It's just a way to strengthen your skills.
All right. So we have another question for you here. 437-1620 says, I love reading books, but now that I'm older, have trouble reading the small print. Does the library have any large print books?
We do. We absolutely do. Each library has a section marked LP large print. And I have been known to use them myself because sometimes my eyes get tired.
That's funny. So, all right. National Library Week is coming up April 19th to the 25th.
Correct. We're going to celebrate our libraries. National Library Week is a great reminder that libraries are welcoming places where people can come, learn, and explore and connect and find their joy. That's the theme. Find your joy. Mm-hmm. And we're excited to celebrate the library all week long.
All right. Let's skip ahead again to the Friends of the Library, because I know that with different organizations that rely on volunteers, that volunteers are a huge part of making the organization go every day. So talk to me about the Friends of the Library group one more time.
They are great people who come and they help the library. They are dedicated volunteers for our libraries. They raise many funds, lots of funds. They sponsor programs and special events, and they host the popular used book sales. And if you haven't joined a friends group, please do so.
Okay. And one more time, if people want details on the Santa Rosa Library System, where do they go?
They go to santarosacounty.fl.gov/libraries.
All right. Thanks again for being here today.
Thank you.